Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, July 5th. I'm reading from the New International Version and we're picking up in the story of Jesus' maturation about him going to the temple to be presented. This is in Luke chapter 2. We'll start in verse 22 and we'll go through the end of the chapter. When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Penuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them in that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. And then the title in my Bible says, "The Boy Jesus at the Temple." Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival according to the custom. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. But they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know that I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth to be with them, and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. This is a wonderful passage, and I just want us to do a little holy imagination. Imagine with me Jesus coming in with his parents to the temple. They have him in his best. They're about to offer a pigeon or a dove for him. And Simeon the priest takes Jesus in his arms and says, "What is his name?" And they say, "Jeshua," or Jesus. And in Hebrew, this means to deliver or to rescue. And Simeon, who has been waiting on the deliverer, the rescuer to come, says to the Lord, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss me in your peace. I can die knowing that you have sent one who is going to be the glory of your people Israel. And not only that, he's going to be a light to the people who are Gentiles." And then Joseph and Mary, they're like marveling at what's going on here. And then they meet the prophet Anna. And perhaps she took baby Jesus in her arms and began to spew thanksgiving from the Psalms. Maybe Psalm 111, verse 9. "He has sent redemption to his people Israel. He has ordained his covenant forever." And then we have the passage about Jesus in the temple, right? And his parents, they leave Jerusalem after the festival, and then a day later, they're looking for him. They go back. For 3 days, they search for him. I can only imagine how upset and worried they were. And then when they find Jesus, where is he? He's in the temple courts. And everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and answers. That's something we're going to see over and over in the Gospels. And then we see at the end that Mary continues to treasure all these things in her heart. She knows she's been visited by an angel, and still she wonders, "How can it be, God, that out of my womb, the deliverer of Israel will come?" Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for helping it come alive to us today. We pray, Lord, that as we go through the day, that we would be reminded that you are our Savior, you are our deliverer, you are the one in whom we find refuge. In these moments, Lord, where our senses are very scattered, would you gather them together? Would you help us to just spend some time praising you, committing ourselves to you, asking for your help in situations, and then yielding ourselves to your purposes and your promises. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.